Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah,
hey.
Celebration time. Hard to believe it's been 14 years and 700 programs since we started this little musical maze called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. The place where the music's a grand slam and the chatter is no sham. We're here in Studio 7A. So stick with us as go back and enjoy many of the songs we used in that first program in 2004. Wow. In the meantime, we've added some first-class artists to the cast.
Yes, you have.
Kevy, 11 years. Tori's been here 10. Gerald, he's not here today, but he's been 9. And Gordy and Buddy and Joe are often here, but not today. They've been around 7 years.
Wow.
And Big Swan and Lee, they're our guests today. So we celebrate 700 on this international.
You can make it, Dave. Believe me when I say we can make 700 shows. You can make it every day.
And Bill Gaither had a gold statue and was so proud of it, he had it bronzed. He's standing over beside it. He's the Baron of Broadcast Brilliance.
His name is Bill. Put a mic in my hand, and I'm your broadcasting man, Gaither.
And all of my guests today are amazing artists.
Thank you.
Isaacs, the Tallies, Cathedrals. Greater Vision.
Vocal band, the Martins of the Hoppers.
We started this whole thing years ago with a song called I'll Fly Away, Bill. Let's start it today.
And it's a gospel classic featuring David Phelps. Kim Hopper, you're going to love it. Albert Brumley's I'll Fly Away. Good to be. It's good to be here. It's good to be here with a great, great audience.
You're looking good, Bill.
And my audience is mixed company today.
Okay.
Half of them are asleep, half of them are awake, but it's going to be a good, good day. And the first song, Kevin, the vocal band ever did.
I know what it was. It was on the airplay charts for 6 straight months in 1988, Bill. People were loving it then, and they still love it today.
Yeah.
Thought we'd play it today.
And the great thing about this song is the introduction is so long, I had to go out the bus to shave twice. To get it.
This song is in 4 flats. You're going to love it. It's the Gaither Vocal Band. My Lord and I.
This road to glory, children.
my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I. Well, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I. Well, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I.
Rain or shine, snow or sleet, blessed Lord, guide my feet.
Guide my feet. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I.
Such is my consolation, my burden's out of the way. The Holy Spirit guides me as I travel day by day. I just pull into the station and get up for supply.
We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
my Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
Well, we're gonna
walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I.
Kevin.
700 shows.
We didn't have the word of the day 700 shows ago, but we got one today.
You floundered.
We got
for
it from the Word Wizards of Waukehatchee, Washington.
Okay.
They gave us their No Word is Absurd award, saying the words aren't refined. In fact, they're sublime.
Oh, thank you.
How about
God.
That? The word of the day is ultra-crepidarian. Ultra crepidarian.
Save yourselves. Save yourselves, please.
Okay.
Let me explain to you. Ultra crepidarian.
Be careful.
Ultra crepidarian lived during the fairy tale days. He applied for many of the jobs in fairy tales and was turned down. He was turned down for the position of dwarf, turned down for the position of sorcerer. He applied for fairy godmother. Stepsister, candlestick maker, didn't make it there.
Wow.
Seemed that a career in fairy tales was all just a fairy tale. He was even turned down for the job of a fairy because he had no tail. And then, one day, by chance, he and his friends Rapunzel and Goldilocks were all at the hair salon, and they introduced him to their agent. 2 days and 20% later, he had a job as a moon-jumping cow.
Ultra-crepidarian.
Do you follow me on that, Bill?
Dreams do come true. Okay, it actually means exactly what's going on in this room about what just happened. Being critical. As in, Jason always seems to enjoy being ultra crepidarian.
I understand. I guess I was wrong for 700 shows.
I think so.
And here are the Hoppers. They were with us on the first show, singing this very, very same song.
And they're going to sing it again. Here are the Hoppers.
Take my fun journey. I'm gonna rest see Jesus rise from me to every end. Stepping on the clouds, he brings all the joy that ever will share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me, for the devil cannot find me. I'm a going higher. Wide way when old Gabriel gives the signal, I'm gonna leave for heaven to stay. Stepping on the clouds, we'll see Jesus rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds, he will greet us. All the joy together we'll share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me, boy, where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher. Jesus rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds, he will greet us. All the joy together we'll share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me, going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher,
higher.
All the joy together we'll share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me, going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher, 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 stepping on the clouds, stepping on.
That's the Hoppers, and they always do it. Did we have Siri when we first started?
Siri was not around back then, Bill. You had a Timex watch, I recall. you even know what Siri is?
I talked to her quite a bit, but I got her confused the other day. I called her Alexis,
on Amazon. Yeah, they've got Alexis.
That's the other one.
What happened?
She won't speak to me now.
Well, from the first program on, this group's been with us, the Isaacs, on Homecoming Radio.
Oh, if that don't make you wanna go, brother, if that don't make you wanna go.
back at Homecoming Radio. The Martins and Michael W. Smith were just young artists when Homecoming Radio started. Hey, George Beverly Shea was just a young artist when Homecoming Radio started. But they combined their exceptional talents to record Michael's exciting anthem of praise, Great is the Lord. And here is the Martins' first song on Homecoming Radio.
Great is the Lord, He is holy and just. By His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true. By His mercy He proves He is love. Great is the Lord, and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord, and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord.
The Martins on Homecoming Radio. Bill Gaither, you have always given Greater Vision a hard time about the first song that we played of theirs. It was called He'd Still Been God. And you said it had too many words. Do you remember the words to the
song? I'm going to try. He'd still be God even if He never calmed the storm on a raging sea. He'd still been God even if He never caused the blinding...
Absolutely
go
riveting.
Go on and sing the song.
Yeah, here's Greater Vision, Bill.
Almost. You're so close.
Save us now. His disciples cried. So Jesus rose to stand against the tempest, knowing His disciples had no faith. Just to prove that He was still the master, He spoke and the wind and seas obeyed. But He has still been God, even if He never calmed a storm on the raging sea. He has still been God, even if He never calmed a blinded eye to see. He has still been God, even if He never brought a crippled man to His feet. It's not about what He did, it's all about who He was. 'Cause even if He never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God.
Mary was His loving earthly mother. She understood the purpose of her Son. Ever since the angel come and told her, this child is the blessed Son of God. So when she'd see the people gather round Him, watching for a miracle to prove that he would be the one and great Messiah. She just smiled, 'cause she already knew
that he'd have still been God, even if he never called a storm on the raging sea. He'd have still been God, even if he never called a blinded eye to see. He'd have still been God, even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. 'Cause even if he never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. He'd have still been God,
even if he never calmed the storm on the raging sea.
He'd have still been God,
even if he never caused a blinded eye to see.
He'd have still been God, even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet. Oh, even if he never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. He'd have still been God, even if he never calmed the storm on the raging sea. He'd have still been God, even if he never caused a blinded eye to see. Jesus would have still been God. Hey! Even if he never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God.
Karen Peck's first song on Homecoming Radio was this one. I've got the joy, joy, joy in my heart.
Every week we get wonderful notes from our listeners like this one. I'm a 19-year-old preacher from Arkansas. I work a day job as well. It's good to hear you in my truck. You never fail to bless my soul. Thank you for your spirit. That's from Taylor.
It's been fun to look back on these past 700 programs from 251 stations now to over 3,100 broadcast outlets worldwide today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to be the glory. The vocal band often does the final song of the program. So today we end with the song that we ended with on that very first program. Gloria and I wrote it. They sing it, and they sing it well. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
In a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever. Grave mysteries
slain on the cross has the power to change lives today.
Enjoyed our 700th Woo. Celebration.
Yeah.
And reminder that you can make it, Lee.
That's right. And if cyber surfing is part of your week, go to homecomingradio.com where you can hear more of us online.
Find the dates, times, and places for our live concerts, and you can download our free Homecoming Radio iPhone app.
I've done it. And you can also enjoy some time on our Facebook page. Check out the latest Gaither videos, and you can leave us a note. Go do it right now at homecomingradio.com.
Over 50 wonderful homecoming stations in the state of California, like KADV, KARM, KERI, and KGED. We say a big
salute.
Bill Gloria sent me a text, but this time with a smiley face, to remind you that your root canal starts in 30 minutes.
Oh,
and you'll probably hear your dentist sing Crown Him with many crowns.
I can't wait.
Jake Hess say right now, Bill?
He said, you know what? It'll probably get better or get worse or stay about the same. We can't do much about it. So in the meantime, live it.
Well, it's been some kind of day. And you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. You know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard here. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Until then, for Bill and the entire Homecoming gang, I'm Phil Brower, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.